Hey there, listeners, it's Lucas here again, and today we're going to be doing yet another freestyle episode. This time it's a topic that I think a lot of entrepreneurs and people who want to become entrepreneurs or people even in corporate businesses don't seem to have right. And it's the idea of putting your consumers and customers before your own profits, your own financial gains. And again, like I said before, I think this is something that people have backwards. I don't think in this day and age enough people understand the importance of placing the gain on the priority of the customer rather than your own business in terms of like finances. In other words, in simpler terms, focus on providing value for your customers and consumers and audience first over making money. And I say this is backwards for a lot of people and businesses and entrepreneurs and rising entrepreneurs out there, because people don't have patience and they seem so focused on trying to make money and prioritizing money. It's all about money. And that's not how it should be. At least that's how I view it. And this is an episode that was largely inspired by one of my role models, Gary Vee. And he talks about this too. About how people lack patience and how people like focusing on the money. They focus on the short-term gain of money rather than the long-term gains that can happen if you are consumer-centric. If you focus on providing value for your customer, and he mentions, you know, karma and serendipity will help you make your returns. I mean, yes, there's no such thing as a successful entrepreneur who did not make a dime, but at the same time, that should not be your main focus. And it's not my main focus either. As you can tell by my podcasts, or hopefully you can tell by my episodes and by my other social media, if you've checked it out yet, which is again, I tell you at the end of this episode what my social medias are, but if you go to linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne, which is my Linktree link, you'll see my other social media accounts and what I post on there daily. And my main focus is about providing value for people because I care. You know, I've been through some crap even though I'm young, right? I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to either. I've been through things and I want to help people using the things that I've been through because I know what it's like to go through a lot of crap and have to put up with a bunch of, you know, nonsense and disrespect and isolation and abuse and whatnot. And it sucks. And I don't want other people have to go through that without some sort of support or with someone else, without someone to look to. And that's why I'm there. That's why I'm doing what I do, because I care about people and I want to be there for people and help lift people up and help them become stronger and be able to move forward through hardships in life. That is my focus. That is my goal. And no matter how big I get, I never want to lose sight of that. I don't want to let the money corrupt me. I don't want to start doing things for the purpose of money. Sure, with what I do, eventually I'll get paid for it. You know, people will invite me to speak on stages, I'll go to events, and I might, you know, provide one-on-one help or whatever. That's in the long term though. I'm playing the long game, which is something I have to thank Gary Vee for, is instilling that in me. What we should be focusing on is the long term, not short term financial gain, right? I'm not going to be some sort of robot that spits out buy my thing all the time. That's no value whatsoever. That's a selfish attitude and it's a selfish mentality and perspective on business. And I definitely don't encourage that kind of attitude or framework for any current entrepreneur, rising entrepreneur, any current corporate business. And I know this is going to be it's probably not going to reach many people's ears, right? Because, I mean, that's the whole point of capitalism. It's all about that money. It's all about that, you know, profit, driving profits. But see, I implore people to look inside of themselves and fully calibrate and monitor their moral compasses. Because, I mean, one particular case we can look to is Martin Shkreli, who he was the guy who... He He's like a part of Viera Pharmaceuticals. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. But he hiked up the price of the drug Daraprim. I don't know how to pronounce that either, unfortunately. And he hiked up that price from $13.50 a pill to $7.50 a pill. $13.50 to $750. That's like a 5,000% hike. It's a 5,000% price increase. And he said that he did so because of the interest, in the interest of his shareholders. I mean, where do we draw the line between business and morals? Where do we draw that line? At what point should we stop and look at ourselves and say, that's not okay? I mean, to what extent are we going to continue doing this? To what extent are we going to continue being so driven by money? We shouldn't be. I mean, can you imagine? That's a Daraprim or Daraprim. That's a drug that treats apparently relatively rare parasitic infections that often strike babies and HIV AIDS patients. Imagine if you were someone that had that rare parasitic infection and now you can't afford it because it's $750 as opposed to $13.50. Then what? Are you left to die? Are you left to just live on painfully, if at all, because someone was that selfish and wanted to just focus on profit rather than the benefit and value for his customer and consumer? Seriously, we need to draw a line. It's not all about money. And I think a lot of music and art today, in this day and age, they have the values messed up. All these songs about making it rain with money, all these pictures on Instagram and social media about posing in front of fancy cars and fancy mansions and pool houses and villas and whatever, they all glorify this lifestyle of wealth and how it's all about money. And because of that, the kids of today are growing up in that environment, and now they're getting values instilled in them that talk about, oh, it's all about money, it's all about having all the Benjamins in your wallet. Go find that Ferrari on the street and pose in front of it and pretend it's yours. You know, Gary Vee mentioned that he knows people who jump the fence into private airports and take photos to pretend that they fly private. That's the state that society is in today. People are way too focused and way too insecure. They're focused on money. And they're going to grow up, and who knows who might be the next Martin Shkreli who wants to hike up a drug price because, oh, it's in the interest of our shareholders. We don't care that our consumers and customers might die because they can't afford it. It's all about money, right? Wrong. The values and principles are twisted. They're backwards. We need to shift our focus back on the interests and values that we provide to our customers and consumers and our audience. We need to care. We need to care. You know, like in the same fashion that I do for my audience, my focus is on, like I said before, promoting their well-being, helping them get out of difficult spots and find their way to success. And if they want to, sure, they can buy one of my t-shirts, buy some of my merch that supports me, but that's not what I'm promoting. You don't see me make posts all the time about my merch. In fact, I don't think I've made a single one. On Instagram, actually, I do have a post with pictures of my merch, but that's for a giveaway. It's not me telling people, go buy my t-shirts. Because at the end of the day, what I'm focused on is providing motivational and inspirational content that will help people kick into action and take care of themselves and feel better about themselves and love themselves and stop having to deal with bullies and so forth. That is my focus, and it should be the same way for other entrepreneurs and rising entrepreneurs and businesses out there. Stop being so concerned with money. Yes, you need money to survive in this world. With the way that the world works, you need money to pay for services, for rent, for food and water. I get that. That doesn't mean everything you should do is driven by money. Don't be greedy, don't be corrupt, and like I said, seriously look inside yourself, calibrate your moral compass. Get your principles straight. This is honestly, I don't think we should even be having this conversation. It's a shame to see the state that society's in right now. That's why I'm using the voice that I have to speak up about this kind of issue, this particular topic. That's why I want to become someone of renown someday, so that I can bring this to more people's awareness. I strongly disagree with this whole notion about how money comes first before everything else. No. To wrap this up, what I'm trying to say again is focus on providing value to your customers, consumers, and audience first. Help your customers, consumers, audience, whoever, get that drug that they need to survive. Stop pushing sales all the time. Yes, you can do that. I'm not saying don't do that at all, but it should not be your focus. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's a matter of caring. Care about your customers. And stop prioritizing money all the time. And with that said, I feel like I said everything I needed to say for this episode. Hope this made some sense to the people listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.